It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hamrich. Peter von Vingerden was working on a floating housing project in New York City when Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast. He saw firsthand what an emergency like that can do to the local food supply. This inspired him to pivot his career into working on the viability of floating farms, and he's built the first one in the port of Rotterdam in the Netherlands.
Why not design a farm as an integral part of a city design on the water that is climate adaptive, no matter how much rain falls, no matter how high sea level rises, we can always produce a key essential element of life that is healthy food. So that's when we started to design this crazy idea about a farm on the water.
The 30-meter by 30-meter dairy farm has three levels and supports 40 cows. Most of the feed comes directly from the city, and the manure returns to the city to fertilize local fields, lawns, and parks.
It is an integral part of city design, living, working, recreation, and food production. So this farm is an essential element of city design. So we founded a word that's called transformation. A farm should be part of a transformation of cities towards sustainability and circularity.
Tune in tomorrow to learn more about the world's first commercial floating farm. This has been your Farm of the Future report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.